Yes, this is Marcus Obasi. Today is April 5th, 2018. And I wanted to just talk about what's on my mind and try to get people to start doing something for themselves. Because the only person that's going to change your condition is you. Not me, not your mother, not your father, not your aunt, uncle, cousin, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife. You. And it's sad that we're still talking about this in 2018, but it's a good thing because now, a lot of people see a lot of the BS that's going on in the world and even going on in our city, where you have people from out of town or people from another country coming up here, setting up shop in our communities. And there's people that have been here for years in Erie, years from Erie, and don't have no businesses. This is why when you look outside your house, you have Iraqians, Iranians, Indians opening up these small shops, these Chinese people opening up these small shops and taking money from our community. And we're shopping with them. And we've been here all this time and we're shopping with them. They're not shopping with us. They don't give back to our communities. They see things that's going on in our community as far as the drug, the violence, and things like that. You think they come into any city council meetings, any meetings in the community? No, they're not coming. You know why? They don't care. All they want to do is suck the blood, get the money from us, and that's it. Let those kill each other, blah, blah, blah. And they look at us like nuts. I remember one time when I walked into the store right down here on McClendon Avenue. And one of the guys threw my change to me. I said, "Man, like, don't throw your change at me, man. Hand me my change." He said, "Oh, no, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." They don't respect us, man. They don't respect us. If we stop going to their shops and stop shopping at them, they don't get our business. They don't get our dollars. The same with the Chinese people right here at Rose Beauty, right here in this lot right here. If we don't shop with them, they'll start treating us a little better. If we stop going to them and start spending our money at their store and things like that, they will treat us a little better. The reason why they don't treat us better is because we don't respect ourselves. We don't respect our community. We don't respect our women. We don't respect our kids. We don't respect our elders. And it's sad, man, because have you ever seen two Chinese people on TV, fighting each other, shooting each other, killing each other? How about Iraqians? How about Iranians? How about Indians? You don't see that. Why? Because they have something in them that they know that they're family and that if I'm hurting you, I'm hurting myself. That should be the same. That should be our motto too, is that this is family. And you got some people here in this community that grew up with each other, man. You got guys killing people that they grew up with, went to school with, played sports with. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. It's just crazy, man. I don't get it, because I feel as though, we should be far, far ahead in advance than where we at right now, man. It's like we're going backwards, man. And these people don't care, man. They don't care about us. And soon as we realize that, as soon as we wake up and realize that these people don't care about us, and the only person that's gonna take care of us is us, and stop depending on other people to do something for us that we could do for ourselves, then this would be a better city. This would be a better place to stay, man. It's sad, but it's the truth, man. So I wanted to drop that today. I hope that you got something out of it. May God bless you, keep you safe, and motivate you to get up and do something with yourself, man, because I like to see that. Thank you and God bless you.